Bitcoin, we have launches.
All right, let me check Coinbase real quick. What are we at, baby? All right, Max Kaiser, hit me big. You just made me a lot of money. I should have listened to you since 2013. We're almost at 12K. We're at 11.7.
Oh, God. What's going to happen when it hits 20? Will it even matter?
I'm going to be very sad if it hits 20 because I should have bought it when it hit that, when it hit 8.5 like 3 days ago. I'm still kind of salty. I could have made 30 bucks. Whew. I mean, it's some 30 bucks. If you keep making them 30 bucks, I mean, it's money.
Hello, humans, and welcome to Audio Face. This is a podcast about music and culture and music and culture and all the news that surrounds
and
music that's cool.
And taxes.
You may think that I... and taxes. We talk a little bit about taxes. Not too much about taxes.
Pay your taxes.
We're going to be talking about taxes in a way that is not involved with politics. How about that? I'm Dan.
I'm Sean.
We are good friends, and we're recording a podcast together. And this podcast is a little shorter than usual because... We both have, podcasting is not our day job. It's not even our job. It's barely our hobby, but.
Right. It's something we do randomly for the people because the people like it, apparently.
Yeah. It's basically like kind of what We Made It podcast is on the Syndicate 23 network. It's just two people who just happen to be recording the fun conversations they were already having, which is like awesome about podcasts. It's really easy to do all this and like people can get a lot of rewards. I just saw some of the numbers and like our, from the last time I checked, we've like grown 3 times,
right?
And our number of like subscribers and our like downloads are growing as well. And we're in a bunch of different countries, and so that's really cool. Thank you all for listening and telling people to listen. What we really want you to do is rate us on iTunes. We know a lot of you use Apple Podcasts. Rate us on iTunes. That makes us go up in the rankings.
Hey.
That makes sure more people can hear us.
Tell Tim Cook to give us that money.
Exactly, but Sean is also a triathlete. Which is amazing.
This is what I do.
What SW Suarez, what are you doing for the next couple weeks?
Flying up to, well, first off, finishing up school, trying to not have the flu. And then flying up to Colorado to train with my team for a week. And then start the end preseason training, getting ready for next year's craziness. As I like to call my racing season. Ouch.
Yeah.
right. I'm like, this is the weird dead podcast.
This is the super slimy podcast because of the mucus inside of us.
It's pretty bad. It's rough out there.
It is. Yeah. Everyone in my apartment basically has the flu. We're just like trading around NyQuil like it's a bong.
Are they? Oh, I don't know if I could say that. I'm not going to. It's too soon.
It's not. My life is much less interesting, but. As politics gets more interesting, I will be doing more fun political coverage. So this is a good time to follow us on the things if you don't already. We'll be talking about music in like 30 seconds, but facebook.com/danfromtheinternet, Twitter @danfromtheweb, follow me on Instagram @danfromtheinternet, and follow Sean at these handles. Sean, say your handles.
SW Suarez at everything, 4chan, Bumble, all the shit.
Yeah. Bumble, 4chan.
Bumble, 4chan, all this shit. No, Twitter, Instagram.
Let's talk about some...
That's it. That's
the shit. Yeah, Twitter and Instagram. Please don't... I mean, Bumble, I mean, slide in with your boy, but... Anyways, let's talk about some music news. First off, Nerd released a new single, and we don't care. Secondly, DMX.
Nerd released a single, fuck it. Whatever.
Remember, the Audio Face rule. We have a lot of new listeners, so let's say the Audio Face rule is that when an artist announces they're going to release an album, we talk about that. If they're an artist that we really like, we'll talk about that. We'll bring it up. We'll mention it. We'll even talk about the first single that came out. They'll give us a taste of what happens. But as they start releasing more and more singles and we're not seeing an album, that's just trying to get them in the news more. We see through that. I'm not going to review anything else until I see a finished product. And so I heard the Nerd single with Rihanna. We talked about that in the podcast. We don't care.
Exactly.
Case closed. We will definitely review the album when it comes out later in December. But anyways, not the best single of the week. Spotify did a lot of... Christmas-themed songs.
Ah, Jesus.
And they even got local IRS fiend DMX to record a version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. This was like, he did this recording a while ago that was like a joke or something. That was like a, you know, DMX version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's like the,
I love reading this article. It's like, sure, embattled rapper DMX is currently out on bail for federal tax evasion. Hey, what I say? Pay your taxes. Best thing ever is that the only downside of his sobriety is the 40 pounds he packed on, which he credits for his love of Captain Crunch. Okay, I don't know how the hell you could put 40 pounds on for Captain Crunch. God damn.
It's gotta be a lot of Captain Crunch, guy. Like
you gotta be eating that for like 7 meals a day to put that on, but okay. Alright, fine.
How much Captain Crunch are you like eating, and why aren't you spending that money on taxes?
That's rough.
Right. Okay. Actually, Sean, because of the last minute changes we made to the rundown, because it's kind of short, I'm going to move the U2 review down a little bit.
That's fine.
So, let's get into a little bit of news. Again, this is a really quick episode because we're both really busy. I'm also a college student, by the way. And we both are. But I have like, I'm a full time college student. That's the difference between us. You're part time.
Yeah, part time. You're full.
And.
I'm done this week, so thank Christ.
Yeah, I have a dead week and a finals week, and I have like just a lot of stuff to really work on, and so
deep state,
I'm crazy with that. Yeah, so life is wild, plus news. But so Big Sean and Metro Boomin are about to collaborate on an album together, or like some type of project, which is cool because these are two of the big. Oh, it's going to be called Double or Nothing, and it's called Coming Soon, allegedly.
If I swear to God, if it has that stupid little watermark, I'm just not going to listen to it. I think I'm going to ban me listening to anything saying, if you're a Metro, don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you. I swear to God.
It's going to be on everything.
3 years of hearing that on like 17 songs of an album, I'm done.
4 more years. Metro Boomin wants some more, nigga. But yeah, Big Sean and Metro Boomin, they're two big people in rap now, whether you like the watermarks or not. So, like, and this comes just after Without Warning, which we're just, like, kind of referencing to as well. But, yeah, this is just another project that he's doing, and this is one of the hardest working people in hip-hop, as well as Gucci Mane,
yeah.
Which is, like, kind of crazy. Because, okay, the cheesy, like, production thing on like all of his songs, like yeah, Sean and I will make fun of that till the cows come home, but it's in so many songs we've heard because he's produced so many like good songs from a bunch of different artists too. Like for people like Sean and I who aren't like super into trap, I'm just starting to get into it more, who otherwise like aren't super into the production, like how else, there's no other genre where we can name a producer who is in so many songs other than like trap and Metro Boomin, like, so
yeah.
He's also got talent. Like, it's to be said.
Yeah. He's got a monopoly on the trap game. Watch out.
Don't sleep. All right. And then there wasn't really much news this week, but the Grammys did kind of drop.
You know, so. But they don't got shit on the Audioface Awards.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so here's how we're going to talk about the Audioface Awards right after this, which is going to be fun. But just so you know, the Grammys nominations are out, and so it had to be any album that came out from October 1st, 2016 to September 30th, 2017, which I think is actually cool. I was that guy.
I heard it.
I was that guy. There's always one guy.
Always one guy, yep. General Field, but, Record of the Year, Redbone, Despacito, oh, Jesus, Story of OJ, Humble, whatever.
So
whatever,
there's Best New Artist, Best Solo Performance, there's a lot of really nice people here, and there's some let's get to the media's reaction, then let's get to our reaction, and then let's get to Audioface Awards, shall we? So the media's reaction was basically white men got shut out of being on the Grammys of the Album of the Year, I think, or Artist of the Year, was it? No, it's for Album of the Year. I'm so, like, out of it. But, yeah, all the nominees for Album of the Year are not white men for, like, one of the first times kind of ever. Apparently, it was also kind of done in 1999.
Well, there wasn't really many. I mean, actually, there was a few, like, I'm just looking at record of the year and I go, wow, this is kind of rough.
For this year?
Yeah.
The nominees for record?
It's like, well, because you know my very picky taste in music.
Yeah.
Like Despacito, really? Story of OJ, okay, fine, but that's the way, that's a record? That was, I thought that was 444. I'm confused.
No, okay, so record is like
song. Fucking English. God damn it. I hate this language.
Yeah, so record is a song of the year, God essentially. Damn it, and I was thrown off too because I was like, album of the year or artist of the year?
Yeah.
I was like,
a little where the fuck is album of the year? That's what I wanted. Like, God damn it, where's this fucking list?
Just control find. I'm sorry. So I linked
to really the Billboard
article. That's really hard for this to find. So just use control F and search for album of the year.
Like, oh so my god. Oh god. Just like broke my laptop.
What? Sean, what fuckery is going on?
I wish I could send this to the people and send the fuck out here. I'm gonna actually take a picture of this, and so we can probably put this somewhere in the notes. But this is what I just fucking did. I accidentally used
a I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, Aaron, I'm gonna send you a Snapchat. This is beautiful.
Okay. I'm gonna try to salvage the podcast while you collect yourself.
Yeah,
Album of the Year is Awaken My Love, 444. So Awaken My Love by Childish Gambino, 444 by Jay-Z, Damn by Kendrick Lamar, Melodrama by Lorde, and 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars. Song of the Year, Despacito,
444.
Issues, 1-800-273-8255. That's What I Like. And then Best New Artist, you're gonna love this.
Oh, I know. I see it.
Khaled, Lil Uzi Vert, Julia Michaels, and SZA.
Well, SZA goes hard. Lil Uzi Vert. All right. I can't wait for the audio face.
God
awards.
Fucking damn it. This means we're going to have to end up talking. Well, he's, no, this doesn't. Because, okay. Go ahead.
God damn it. I was going to no chew island myself. I was just going to close my laptop and unplug my mic and go to sleep. I was about to say something crazy. I'm not about to because the people, I would start riots in the streets. It'd be 1992 all over again. Yeah, but just wait for the audio face wars. That's all I got to say. That's it. Don't listen to these bought out neoliberals. That's it.
Damn.
That's it.
I mean, not everything was...
No, there are some good stuff in there, but, like...
Gorillaz got two nominations.
Yeah, but there are some pretty good albums that definitely should have been in, like, stuff here. But, you know, it's a giant popularity contest, too, which I fucking hate, so...
It's a popularity contest where, like, some genres are overrepresented, I'll just say.
Oh, yeah. No, it's 100%. It's always a giant popularity celebrity contest. I remember I've been saying that for a while, where it's like celebrity artists and stuff, where they make good music, but it's not the best music. You know, there's a lot of artists out there that don't get shown when they're twice the musician they are. So, all right, whatever.
Yeah. And that's still like... I mean, we can see, like, we can look at all these songs and go, oh, yeah, these are great songs. No, yeah, they performed very well. But we have to remember the mechanics as to why they perform well. I mean, these people have record labels that have direct, like, let's take iHeartRadio, okay? iHeartRadio is an app that a lot of people have on their phones. It's owned by iHeartMedia, and iHeartMedia used to be a company called Clear Channel. Most people know about Clear Channel because it's on, like, billboards and stuff, right? But Clear Channel is a big media conglomerate, and they own a bunch of radio stations around the country. And like most media, they've been consolidating and consolidating and consolidating. So they've been consolidating so much, they can just call the entire product iHeartMedia. And Deep that means state. You have one place, one company, where if the record labels are controlled to that company, you get to say what songs are being played on all that company's radio stations, that company's alternative stations, that company's rock stations, that company's country stations. Clear Channel has all of them, okay? Whoa. So they talk directly to these record labels because they're big businesses and they help each other out. And so they get a direct say on what's played. And from, it's not a smoke-filled room thing. It's the DJs know, hey, the labels want this played to be played a certain number of times an hour. We're supposed to do this a certain number of times an hour because we know where the money comes from. And all these big companies like NBC Universal and Sony Music Group, Comcast. They have advertisers that are well, I'm talking about companies that are big media companies and also big in music. But you'd be right. Comcast is part of NBC Universal and it's Universal Music Group. So all these companies have the same advertisers as these radio stations. So, I mean, to quote young Jimmy Dore, it's a big party and you ain't in it.
It's serious.
And the same thing applies to music. It's very hard to actually permeate that bubble.
Oh, yeah.
And get in. And so, like what Sean's saying, that's the reason, like, part of the reason these songs get heard, and that's why I went that whole, like, deep state media spiel, is because their record, if you're on a big record label, they get to dictate what's being played on most radio stations. So it's not based on what music is organically good, like what the internet more or less does. Because the internet, you have to find your own content,
yeah,
more or less. But it's automatically played, which is why that's the main reason. Like, if I had to sum it up in one nutshell, that's why radio and that's why it's all overplayed. That's why it's overlooked. That's why people roll their eyes to it, because it's not DJs trying to. It's not as much DJs curating what they want people to kind of like see.
It's not morning becomes eclectic on NPR.
I was about to say, you get Morning Becomes Eclectic on NPR. Why do you have Morning Becomes Eclectic? Because NPR is public radio.
Yes, sir. And no advertising. For and the they music. Tell people for what to say. The people.
For the people, funded by your taxes, okay? And by the way, you could fund, like, NPR could be the size of, NPR could literally be the size of the BBC. And it would be like 1% of our defense budget. No politics. That's why I'm cutting myself off.
You're about to. Oh man, I was about to go off, but I'm also too tired, and yeah.
Yeah, like that was
beautiful. I mean, that was beautiful. Also, rants.
Full disclosure: we're recording this podcast on an actual Sunday, so this is gonna go up like an hour after we record it. It's like gonna be amazing turnaround.
So this is hilarious. Just seeing all of the white men shut out. I'm like, well, make better music. Also, the industry kind of sucks, so whatever.
And last year they got a lot of crap because there are a lot of, and this still happens in award shows where like artists of color get typecasted or women get typecasted.
It always happens. Really, where just permeate. Like, to me, that's why I just hate award shows and stuff like that too. But I mean,
yeah,
to me, you should just like get, I don't know, it's a whole hypey typey media, well, like, frenzy.
The last thing I'll say is that it's two problems, because like there are people who will bring politics into this, because I mean we do and that's fine. I want people to bring politics into the show. This can be like a music politics show, whatever. But people will say, well, yeah, but people shouldn't be have their music chosen upon whether they're a woman or whether they're a person of color. And now we're doing that, and I'm like, yeah. The fix to the problem is not a perfect fix. I'm happy that finally more people of color and finally more women are finally like getting to be recognized. But this isn't the fix. The real fix is making music get recognized on the basis of how good it is.
Exactly.
And then equalizing the playing field, making sure music can be taught in schools, can be taught in places, so that regardless of your social status or your race, you can get there. Damn. You make it equal to be recognized and make it equal to get there for everyone. Deep and state, then yeah. You can have conversations about free markets and equality. There.
Jesus Christ. Fucking coming out. So anyways, the real awards, the real award,
yeah,
show.
Oh, wait. Audio. Last thing I do want to, well, never mind. That's all good. I do want to point out that Radiohead is not going to their, if they win the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame award, they're not going.
Yeah.
Which we kind of already knew. But they just like, made it official. I think
we already say that. Audio Face Awards, the real music award show, will air December 23rd.
So we'll air December 23rd. We'll record it sometime before. That'll be on a Saturday, and it'll be, like, a super, like, ginormous episode. We'll record that sometime when I'm live with Sean.
You'll be back here that week, so it'll work out.
Yeah, we'll figure out the sounds, so it'll actually be good.
Right.
And, yeah, last episode, barely got there by the skin. And so here's what we're gonna do. So, and also, this is fun, because I'm telling Sean all this, and this is the first time I'm telling him. And so, even though I'm making declarative statements, Sean has the right to change all of this and we can talk about it and agree. So we're going to be basing the Audio Face Awards off of the Grammys in the sense that we're going to use most of the same categories.
The template?
But get rid of the dumb ones.
I'm down.
Yeah, as a template.
Yeah, I'm down.
It's going to be a template.
I want my own categories. I want.
Yeah, so here's the thing. So, hold. So we're going to replace the categories that we don't need. Like, we don't need best country. I'm sorry, this isn't the country music podcast, and we're not good at that. Sean, we can keep best classical performance, but, like, we can, like, tone it down. And there's film score and things that maybe we can look at, but there's a lot in the Grammys that people don't talk about, and it's not there. And even though we would love to expand beyond more music, we're more contemporary music here, so we're going to do that. And then we're going to replace them with Deep State for the People audio face.
That is hashtag positions. Yes politics. Hashtag there is going to be a alive yourself on that episode. There's going to be some beautiful things.
We might have guests.
We might have guests.
We might have guests.
We might have riots in the streets. You don't know. It's going to be beautiful.
There may be lawsuits.
Damn.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying. Hashtag podcast beef. But we'll definitely have a whiny little bit, whiniest little bitch of the year award.
We're also going to have best skirt award. Our best rap noise award. I think I got to figure out a title for that.
The best onomatopoeia in rap.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. That's what I want.
We're going to have to do the You Just Don't Get Music award. Or no, the Fox News anchor that least understands culture award. Because that's a category.
Damn.
No, but we have, like, and we're just coming up with these in the air. We'll try to, like, see if we can publish them, like, within the next week. Like, we'll come up with a full list of awards. Like, Sean and I's, like, text with each other for the next, like, couple days are just going to be us thinking of awards, and then we're going to get them all together, and then on the next episode, we'll announce what they are.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And then, so, we can encourage some engagement. We can, like, get some people's thoughts and get some feedback. Next episode, we might even take a break next episode because we'll both be, like, really busy.
We may, because I might be packing and stuff, so it's crazy time.
It's mental out there. But it'll be fine, because when we come back, and this is me getting a tiny bit ahead of myself, but when we come back, we will have Eminem's Revival is going to be coming out on December 15th.
Oh, that's right.
Nerd's album is going to be coming out December 15th.
That's a delicious episode.
We'll be able to give a few more, like, takes and opinions on things. We might, like, use some time to... Another thing I wanted to do is, like, kind of clean out the year. So, like, there's some conversations that we didn't have from this year.
Oh, yeah.
There's some albums that maybe we didn't talk about from this year that even we were doing the podcast that maybe we could go over. So there's, like, a lot of things we can do. But we're making up for that week. But we'll come up with those things and we'll let people know. And we kind of got through the Eminem thing. But, yeah, Revival's coming out on the 15th.
I'm down. All right.
Can't wait to shred that.
Right? Oh, I'm waiting.
I mean, give it an honest listen. So
yeah, we do for the people.
Like we did with U2's Songs of Experience. So U2 released an album, Songs of Experience. It was 17 songs when I listened to the deluxe edition.
I did two.
Sean?
Hold on, I'm checking up Spotify real quick. Because I don't
know. Yeah.
Check the listing.
So U2's previous albums,
they're one of my favorite bands. They're one of my favorite bands for a long time. They're still up there. Their old stuff is phenomenal, and the new stuff is hit or miss, really. So Songs of Innocence was made in 2014, which I actually really liked. A really good album. Just the way they did it media-wise sucked. So what they did was they put it on everybody's iPhone in 2014, and everybody hated that and stuff, and so that was a wrong move. And then basically since then it put them on the wrong foot, and people didn't want to listen to it, or like you already made their judgment because of that. There's like a whole bunch of things to where there's this kind of stigma against it, or against them, even if you don't, even before listening. So you're already going into listening to their stuff with a negative intuition in their head, unless you're like me with who is open, and also I've liked them in the past, and especially when I was growing up, I listened to them a lot. So I'll review this. I'll start off. So yeah, 17 songs long, but this is the deluxe version. I don't know what the normal one is because I go on Spotify because I don't feel like paying for any shit other than my monthly. So that's what you get, people. The first half of the album, so from one through six, so Love Is All We Have Left to Summer of Love, I believe, or Red Flag Day, I don't remember which song changes. They were okay. I didn't really like it because they kept doing, having like this backup vocals that were really overpowering backup vocals, like a whole choir type thing, gospel thing in the background, to where it was like, okay, it's cool on one song, but you kept having it in the chorus of like three songs in a row, and it really started to blend in together a bit, and I was starting to get really disappointed. I go, really? Like, You're the Best Thing About Me, which is a single, is a good song, and I liked it a lot. So that was the third song. I'm like, okay. And then just they kept having this weird gospel type thing in the background of a lot of songs in a row. Okay, stop that. And then I think, was it The Showman or Little Things That Give You Away? Kind of around there. The second and especially last part of the album is actually pretty good. There's a few songs in there that kind of sound like a little old U2, or they try to spice it up a bit differently, try to do a few different things, add some electronics in it, but then keep it, keep kind of their sound with it, and then have like a good theme to it. Because the first half was just, it seemed like it was like kind of slung together, didn't fit right, but the last half really was good. So that's like weird. It kind of left me with this thing of, well, maybe you make the album a bit shorter, you know, especially with the, well, this is deluxe, but I mean, you can just cut like three or four songs out of it that first half and then maybe leave the rest in, and you got yourself an A minus album. But right now you have it at a solid B minus or C plus because of that first half I really didn't like. The second half of the album was pretty strong. Like the Showman, Little Things That Give You Away, 13/ or in parentheses there is a light, and the Blackout on the last half of the album are really good. Yeah, that's kind of my take on it. It was a disappointing first half, and second half I liked a lot. So I don't know if you felt the same or different, or what was your take?
That's actually very close to how I felt, and I'm like, again, relieved, because whenever I have like very, it's easy to say, oh, this is good, oh, this is bad, but when you have nuance, it's difficult, and that's where you get the most interesting conversations. But like, yeah, I also felt the same. I wasn't like kind of going like wild with it. The beginning of the album, and I think the Showman to the Little Things That Give You Away is a pretty good middle point. Also, apologize for being, I don't know if I said this already in the podcast, but like, I'm really nasally because also sick. Not flu bad, but sick.
Yeah, I have flu, so that's rough.
So rough, I'm so sorry. But yeah, making the Showman or Little Things Give You Away roughly in the middle of the album, everything before that was perfectly fine music, but we've talked a lot about artists, especially in the fall, who are established artists who have continually come out with things that are, like, they're artists who've been out for a while, and so you expect their work to be very refined. And the first half of this album is fine, it's decent-sounding music, but it's just, it's very bland, it's kind of dull, it's not very inspiring. Even though The Little Things That Give You Away, wasn't that
that was a single.
Single song that we had heard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty, it's a good song. And that's the only, yeah, like, real good song for the first half of the album. At least that's what I feel.
I like, and that's, like, roughly in the middle. And I liked Red Flag Day, too, honestly, a bit. Mm. And, but I think at that part in the album, it's just everything's very bland and commercial and not really pushing the limits in any way.
Yeah.
Especially for U2, which is something I would expect that U2 has the versatility to do. Especially with all that money they're saving on taxes.
Whoa.
But totally lost my train of thought in that burn. I hate when I do that. I just like throw a burn so sick. No, but it's not good enough to have the first half of the album just like, there's something for everyone, but there's nothing really pushing it out there, especially from an artist, from a band where you've been around long enough to where I suspect more.
Right.
The second half of the album gets interesting, and it's a shame because I think a lot of people wouldn't make it through the second half if they weren't already impressed by the first half. I was very, like, hard-pressed to, because there's very many times where, like, an album has just been, like, such a drudge to go through where I just, like, don't even feel like making it to the end. And I note that on the podcast when that happens. I didn't do that here because this was with you too. And then the Kygo U2 song at the end, like, as me being kind of a Kygo fan, I really liked that. I thought it kind of worked together. But, yeah, even the song that was like with Kendrick was just like kind of meh.
Yeah, I mean, it was hit and miss, mainly for like that first half just really disappointed me. It's kind of crap, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and then the rest of it was pretty good. But, you know, there's so much you can do.
You can't do an album like that, though. It's like...
No, exactly. And that's the disappointing thing, is, like... Yeah, it's almost like what they did last time, where... They alienate the people, if that makes any sense. Where you basically... I'm trying to, like, think of the words. But this wasn't a whole media thing, but people already have the stigma against you, so you have to come in with that first part of it, coming in hot, you know, coming in with your best stuff, so that way people can at least listen to it and grab attention of it. Not like us, where we will sit and listen through anything, pretty much. And,
yeah.
Not many people will. So...
And we have that, a bit
and
of
I, and I remember and I saw that like on it, like people's comments and stuff on different social media platforms saying they couldn't get through it, or they didn't like the first couple songs or this or that. So we're not the only ones saying that, but with that, there's not going to be many people that have the time or the patience, because remember, it's the 21st century, so people have very short attention spans, and so they won't listen to the rest of the album, which is kind of sad. So there are some pretty damn good songs in there. So,
yeah,
that's my thing. Just not disappointed. Well, yeah, disappointed in a way, with just how it was put together. That's what I should say, because the music in there is good, but you have to search for it. If that makes any sense, you can't just like put it on and like be happy with it. You got to really look for the songs that you like on that album, which is sad.
Yeah, and as when it's played through as an album. The thing is, like, in the first half, that's what I was trying to articulate, is that based on the person you are and based on your preferences and what you like, you might find some one or two songs you like in the first part of the album. And then the second part has just, like, a good range of songs that are really good. But the album shouldn't be spaced like that if you're listening to it, as I have been, reviewing it as a full start-to-finish piece. Excuse me. And so, because of that, like... It's like saying, oh, well, the first part of the midterm you totally failed, and the last part you did, like, kind of okay on, so I guess it's all good all around. No. It's has to work as a full product. And the thing is, even some of these songs could have worked out and still, like, been workable had, like, the position of some of the songs been switched. Like, it felt like the transitions, they weren't too rough in this, so it feels like, which is even more frustrating, that you two kind of thought about how the songs would work together. I just can't believe that they thought about how the songs would work together and then put them in this order. So that just throws off a lot for me as well.
Yeah. No, I agree big time, pretty much. More, yeah, I mean, there's not much... Well, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say that I also... The moment that you were talking earlier about people not having, like, fast attention, or, like, quick attention spans, or good attention spans to pay attention to, like, the music, or, like, actually listen to the full album, I was reading your Snapchat in which you, like, straight view-sourced your Chrome window.
Yeah, I kind
and,
of...
like, all the code was showing up.
Yeah, I kind of fucked up my laptop and just straight code was on there. I go, what the hell did I do? I didn't even
you
know...
You had a keyboard shortcut. Mm. Yeah. So for the listeners, that like random thing that I'm totally not going to edit out because I don't feel like it, that was earlier in the podcast, Sean accidentally did like view source in Google Chrome. So he saw like all the page code and like it was a keyboard shortcut he did. So he didn't know how he did. So he just like was like, oh, what?
Yeah.
So that's what happened. That's why like he had no explanation and we just blasted forward. But we're professionals. Guess what also happened? I had to blow my nose super loudly, and it peaked the shit out of the microphone, and you didn't hear it, because I did that little editing. Ha.
No, well, hopefully you didn't, or watch people say, I heard a little sniffle, you're like, motherfuckers.
No, like, another thing I also, this is super inside baseball, and I don't mean to derail it, we'll get back to the review, but another inside baseball thing is that I, oftentimes the last thing I do in the podcast is drop the closing music that kind of, like, plays to play us out. What does that mean to play us out?
Well, damn it.
Whoa. But, like, I'll oftentimes be doing something else in the audio and accidentally hit undo, and I'll undo the effect where I make that entire track of music bigger. So the last 45 seconds of us sounds like we're trying to scream over, like, outro music that's trying to play us out.
That's beautiful.
And so, yeah, if you're, like, one of the 3.5 people who actually makes it to the ends of the episodes, sorry for that. I'm listening to you.
3.5 people. Well, apparently we have listeners, Dan. According to the stats, we have people that listen.
Okay. 6.5. So.
That's more like it.
That's more like it. All right. But back to what you were saying about the YouTube reviews. You kind of agreed with my point that the album was laid out kind of badly, and they just, like, can't do that. They're too old of a band to, and they've made too many albums to be making these kind of rookie mistakes.
Pretty much, or they're just out of ideas. Just fine.
Yeah. What do you do at that point when you're out of ideas?
And just go make Radiohead. The Radiohead never, like, they're the best musicians on earth, so they're never running out of ideas. They have too many ideas.
Because they don't limit themselves. I think that's what I meant to say, is that they, it's not that Radiohead is out of ideas, is that they don't limit the ideas that they can have.
No, they're just like, ooh, there's a new instrument, let me figure out how to play it and master it. Let's use this, see what's up. There you go.
So what you do with anything in life, you just do it, get better at it, master it.
Exactly.
As you're doing with triathlons, as I'm doing with politics, and as we're doing with podcasts. No, and as you're doing with music, by listening, and as a listener, you, by exposing yourself to music and getting it out there and having these conversations and listening to us, which we're super grateful for.
Yeah. And I don't even know what I was going to say. Add to that, because that's like a perfect outro, so I'm going to just keep talking because the music is supposed to play us out. What does it mean to play us out?
Yeah, I mean, another editing thing, I don't know when the music is going to be playing us out. I just insert it to where it thinks it sounds good. So in order for us to definitely be playing that right now, let's end it really quickly. So the things you should do, if you're still listening, thank you. You're one of our dope listeners. You should leave us a review because you're really passionate and you're listening to this.
Please, we need to know if we suck and if we should stop and we should delete our all of our social media accounts and everything in our lives. Yeah, or if we should keep going.
There's some incriminating shit here. I mean, if we should delete it, like, let us know. Go ahead. I mean, all for it. But, I mean, yeah, but no. Let us know how we're doing. We want feedback so we can be better. Also, check out the We Made It podcast on Syndicate 23 Network for all the realist soccer talk. They just had their rumors boy, Tezzy, over there. That's a really cool freestyle episode. Also like this. A different format based on circumstances. But, again, giving you great content because that's what we do at Syndicate 23. Check them out, review them. And then, Sean, what are your things?
That's it. Oh, my one of my things, I mean, it's at the beginning.
Yeah.
SW Suarez on all of the social medias. Like, I don't even know. I was trying to be thoughtful, but I'm too tired. So Twitter and Instagram, that's it.
Yeah. Dan from the internet on Facebook, Dan from the internet on Instagram, and Dan from the web on Twitter, because apparently Mark Zuckerberg is okay with me having my full name, but not the guy who lets Trump tweet. All right, anyways, that's all. Thanks for listening. We'll be gone, or we'll take a break next week probably, but then we'll be back coming in hot with the last probably real episode of the year. The last, like, regular episode of the year, and then the Audio Face Awards.
Which could be fun.
Follow us on social media because we will talk about the Audio Face Awards, and give us feedback. Let us know what we should add. Let us know what categories. It's about to get fun. All right. Thanks for listening, as always. We love y'all. Thanks for being fam. Bye.
Cheers.